I was entangled by the courts of death. I was swept away by a devastating flood. The grave wrapped its cords around me. Death lied a trap in my path. But in my anguish, I cry out to the Lord. Yes, I pray to God, my God, for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry reached his ears. God of refuge, strength and deliverance. This is the statement that King David in Psalms chapter 18 from verse 1 to 6 or throughout this chapter declares to us. How he has learned to seek God and trust in him. This 18th psalm is a prayer, but at the same time it's a praise that the King David expresses. And we can find it also in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22 in verse 7 in his last days. It tells us how he was acknowledging that he was close to death. But he pronounced there how during all his life he had seen the faithfulness of God and could come to the point of dying peacefully because he had known his God, whom he called his refuge, his strength and his deliverance. My dear friends, we have to understand that in life we're going to go through difficulties and complicated moments. Life is not easy. Life brings good times, but also not so good times. And in this psalm, Psalm 18, we can understand it clearly because David shows us that even in the most complicated moments of his life, he felt distressed. And now I want to ask you, have you ever felt distressed or anguished? Anguish is a strong worry, an anxiety of not knowing what will come, and feeling that we cannot overcome in our own strength. We feel bad because we lose control of the circumstances, and we begin to feel anguish. Now, in itself, the anguish will remind us many times that we need God. The question is, if we remember that God is real, and if turned to him, or in the middle of the anguish, we try to react in the wrong ways, trusting in people and seeking refuge in those who cannot give us true peace and true refuge. That is why David said, I lived through times of trouble. I went through times of death. But in my trouble, I cried out to the Lord. So what do you do when you are in distress? When you have a debt, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? You think about who can lend you this money and how you can then get to pay back what you borrowed, what you lent. You start to think about what person can help you or what business idea can you start doing. But why don't you go first into the presence of God? David knew who God was. He knew him. And therefore, he understood that in times of distress, there was nowhere else to go. And there was no other person who could give him the peace that only God could give him. So in the moment of distress, he understood that in his own strength, he could not go anywhere. He couldn't do it himself. Therefore, he decided to trust and cry out to the Lord. The Bible says, the righteous cries and the Lord hears. God is willing to hear prayer and answer it, but we need to understand that there is no other way. Peter put it this way. He once said, to whom shall we go? If you alone have the words of eternal life, So David understood that and expressed that the Lord in verse 2, "Look how I call him. You're my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection." This threefold statement is a personal statement of how David feels God's presence in his life. When he speaks of "you are my rock," the rock was a place of protection in battles. The word "fortress" is the Hebrew word which means summit. A summit was a natural fortress. In the times when David served as king, cities located at a high altitude were difficult to penetrate. An example of this was Jerusalem. This city was located on a mountain and was therefore considered a mesudda, which means a summit, a fortress. The Bible says that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, that they do not move but remain forever. So David took this example and he uses it to give us an understanding on who God is, and that only in him we are safe, that he's the only one that sustains us and the only one who has the power to deliver us, to give us an escape, to save us and keep us from any complicated moments or circumstances. David also expresses that God is his refuge. And this word "refuge" in the Hebrew means flight or escape. He gives this reference to God as the place of protection or escape from the threats of the enemy. Do you also remember what Psalm 91 says? How many times we have recited it, but do we really treasure it and keep it in our hearts? Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, I will say to the Lord, my hope and my fortress." David had understood it. The question is, after all the experiences and circumstances we have gone through in life, do we understand how important God is to us and that he is our refuge, our fortress, and our protection? Life is going to be full of fears, anguish, and despair. Have you ever experienced it? Maybe you are experiencing it right now. David did not have a life of what we might call complete happiness. He suffered persecution, he suffered deception, he saw the envy of others, he was humiliated. He lived through crisis during his reign. Of course he did. However, in all that experiencing, even experiencing the death of loved ones and seeing how his children still rebelled against him, in all that, David found comfort in God. He did not find it in someone else. He did not find it in people, nor in his talents, nor in his successes. He found it in God alone. So in distress, David called upon Jehovah, the God who always hears. The word "call" means to call. Distress makes a person cry out for help, for understanding, for comfort. So the believer cannot be defeated by distress. If you believe in the Lord, don't be defeated by distress, because you know that you have a God who hears your cry and who is more than the trouble, who is more than the affliction, who will always have the last word and will have the solution to every circumstance or difficulty that life puts in front of you. In God we are sure. So today, I renounce the anguish. Stop thinking what you can do and run to the place ran to that person that David knew, trusted and realized that he was never ashamed. That is the same person that today, through this audio, I'm making known to you. It is Jesus, it is God. He wants to be your refuge. He wants to be your strength. And He wants to be your protection. But in the end, my beloved friends, we are the ones who make the decision. We are the ones who decide how we're going to react and who we're going to go to. You can keep trying on your own strength. You can keep trying to rely on others and take refuge in what you know, on what you know what to do, or in you know about people. But in the end, when it all fails, how are we going to end up? How are you going to end up? Yes, there is a shore castle. If there is a summit that can hold us up, if there is a rock that never moves but can make us stand, it is God. So what are you going to do in distress? God is willing. He has His arms open. Or you can end your life, if you prefer, stressing yourself out, getting busy before your time, or as we know the word, worry. In the end, wanting to throw in the towel and giving up in the face of adversity or in the midst of distress. You can do as David did. Cry out to the Lord, and you will see that God who hears you. You will see your Father who hears you. The Lord who hears you will bring the right answer at the right time. Another person who understood this and knew that apart from God he could do nothing was Paul. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 wrote it this way, giving advice to the church and to all of us who today trust and receive this word. The advice was, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. But what does it mean to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? It indicates to us the basic needs that we must have pending, and that only in God we can find them. In order to be wise and stand firm and face every circumstance of life, for every single thing, every one of those, we need strength. In Philippians 4:13, Paul understood that difficult circumstances were not going to take away, but they taught him to take refuge. These circumstances were not going to go away, but he took refuge in God and understood that he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Strength, my beloved friends, is getting spiritually fit, exercising in God, knowing Him and trusting Him. When it says be strong in the Lord, it means that apart from God, there is no one, and that only in Him is our security, that apart from God, there is nothing. And then he says, and in the power of His might, He is telling us to abide, to get spiritually fit, and trust in the ability that God gives us, that only comes from God to endure and to act. And in the power, and he says, of His might. Understanding that word might as the ability God gives us to act wisely, intelligently, in every time and in every situation. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In distress, try no more. Pray, surrender to God, Learn to be patient. Trust. Do not despair. For when you cry out, God hears. Father, thank you for this word that you give us today. You remind us of the importance of knowing and recognizing that apart from you, we can't do nothing. And that in distress, in anguish, Father, we depend only on you. We can try again and again, but the result will always be the same. Father, help us be like David, who in distress prayed to you and received an answer. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This is your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, speaking to you today. And remember, God is always just in time.